Cabin Fever, Chapter 16. My pa was healing fast and would be working again soon. Personally, I had cabin fever and was itchy to get back to my room and wanting to be satisfying my natural curiosity. When I told my mom about my feelings, she told me she was just like me. She would go roaming and searching about where she lived to see how other folks would be doing. This particular day was beautiful, cool but sunny, with the sky full of soft puffy clouds and a great day to be sitting. We both looked at our rockers on the porch and decided to sit a spell and be jawing about folks thereabout. Mel, did I ever tell you about the Kincaid family? I told my mom I did not know the Kincaid family or any story about them, so she proceeded to tell me this. There was a mighty awful disease going round about in that one year, and as I was searching for berries, I'd be having to go some distance from where I'd be living, for I had exhausted all the nearby bushes. I'd be coming to a cabin I'd be knowing belonged to folks thereabout known as the Kincaid family. I decided to find out why they not be around the place, for it was so awful quiet. I went to the cabin door and, seeing it ajar, pushed it open. As I walked in, the sight that be meet my eyes was frightful. I pray I never be seeing anything like that again. The entire family, Mama, Papa, and Baby, were all laying in the big bed, and Mel, darling, they not be moving as they lay there. I ran out the door like a shot, ran back, not really believing what I saw, and then knowing in my heart it was true, ran back as a gazelle to be telling my folks. They be looking so peaceful and perfect, needless to say, though, Mel, I was purely upset and finding it hard to accept. At my leading, the local folks gave this fine Kincaid family a decent Christian burial, proper and fitting for the children of God. We heard later they all be taken by the disease that came through our town, picking and choosing at will the families it wanted to claim. I thank God it was not touching our dwelling, but prayed to our good Lord for the folks who had loved ones taken from them. My own heart was in turmoil for finding them that way. It sure was taking some time to be feeling peaceable in my heart again. Oh, I was not blaming God for the tragedy, Mel, but with terrible mad at the devil for taking so many families, along with this sweet one, and causing my own heart to hurt so much. I finally be deciding in my heart to just rest in my Lord and be letting my own healing begin. I be coming to really be understanding that God's ways be not our ways, His understanding of things being so far above ours. We cannot always be understanding Him like we be hoping and wishing to. Seems like once I be given in to Jesus to be caring for me, the pain and hurt be leaving me with just a quiet memory of a sweet family. This is why I be telling you about this, Mel. You will be seeing many things in life as you be searching the highways and byways, some being good and some hurtful. But none will be beating you down if you know where to be going for help. Always turn to God, for He be calm at all the raging seas of life and give peace as no one else can. Melinda sat very quiet, giving my mom time to get her feelings under control, because telling the story brought tears to her eyes as well as to Mel's. Looking at my mom's face and seeing the tears well in her beautiful eyes made Melinda know in her heart that she still held deep feelings for that lovely family lost so long ago. As Mel prepared for bed and knelt down on her knees to speak to her loving God that night, she could not help but think of the joy in heaven when Mom would enter the door to God's house and meet all those that she had loved, helped, and prayed for while here on earth. It gave Mel a view of heaven that she needed to see, to know in her heart that God has a place for all that truly believe. She was led to take out her Bible and read the chapter where Jesus told his followers that his Father and ours had homes prepared for all those who trust and in faith in God, have faith in God. As she drifted off to sleep, she was grateful to Mama for the story of the Kincaid family because it made her dwell on the beauty of heaven and the wonders of her heritage there. As Mel drifted off to sleep, her Lord heard her say, "Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you made a place for us with you." And the last word she spoke before sleep claimed her was, "Forever." God smiled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, for if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus spoke these words, and they can be found in John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. And if you feel led to, it may be a good time for you to go and reach for your Bible and be comforted in many things that you may need, just as Mel has been. God bless you all.